Good evening, Tax Mavens, and welcome to Jedi.Tax Online for May 23rd, 2021. I am Rogelio D. Noriega. I am a CRTP, which is a California Registered Tax Preparer. I have 34 years of tax preparation experience. I could even say 44 because I work with my uncle, Prudenciano Santana, in Los Angeles for 10 years. Wasn't any violation of child labor laws or anything like that, but I was his copy machine back in the late 70s and 80s. What would happen is he would prepare the tax return. And since this was the 70s and 80s, photocopy machines were very expensive back then. He would prepare the return with the client. He would call me over, hand me the documents, and I would then copy the returns on paper, line by line, entry by entry. I did all that stuff, which is really kind of cool. I find it terribly amusing that I used to do that, but I did and I do. So 44 years, I suppose. But I do want to welcome everyone joining me today. Thank you. We are terribly excited. We haven't done one for a while. So if you want to let us know who you are and where you hail from, we would be absolutely thrilled. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We have several people watching on our network, on our NDB Media channel. We're also on Twitch, we're on YouTube, numerous Facebook pages, and we hope to be actually on ndbmedia.net webpage very soon, but that's in the works. So I have quite a bit I want to go over today. First and foremost, yes, I had to do this. It's begun. So we call it here the Selena Rule. Folks, this is what it is. We are not rendering advice. The information contained within this website and program is provided for informal purposes only, is not intended to, and must not be taken as a substitute for obtaining accounting, tax, legal, or other professional advice from a tax resolution profession, such as enrolled agent, CPA, attorney, etc. Presentation of the information by the internet is not intended to create, and receipt does not constitute a tax professional client or attorney-client relationship. Internet subscribers, users, and online readers are advised not to act upon this information without seeking the advice of a tax resolution professional. There's a lot more in the disclaimer regarding accuracy, warranties, and links to third-party advice. We do not have an attorney-client relationship. So I want to give a shout-out already. Actually, someone on the website gave us a like, Jedi.Tax. Kind of cool. And all right, several people on the Jedi.Tax website are checking us out. So I want to thank you for that. And we're going to get to it. That disclaimer is known as the Selena Rule. So we have a tax joke to get you guys going on this wonderful May 23rd, 2021. Monopoly is fun, but it has some really old stuff that isn't valid anymore. There's free parking, a luxury tax, and rich people can actually go to jail. Yep, there it is. I want to appreciate the like from Victoria Ibarra Serrano. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you for joining us. I want to remind everyone that the 400 Club is still in effect. I mentioned to everyone that 75% of American households do not have $400 cash for an emergency, such as emergency car repair, or $400 cash. I'm challenging everyone, and I'm doing it. I opened a separate account where I'm putting $400 aside. Join me. Make the change. Control your destiny. That's what we're doing here. That's why I do this. $400 cash in a savings account or in a checking account put aside, but it has to be readily available, and you can't dip into it unless you have an emergency. $25 a month. If you do $25 a month, in 1 year, you'll have $300. You can do that. We can do that. Let's change the statistic. Let's not be a number. 400 Club here at Jedi.Tax. Anyone willing to make the promise? I have. I do. I will. I am. So I'm proud of you for even trying. Even if you have $25, that's a start. Control your destiny. So much for the lectures. In today's news, we actually have quite a bit. Apparently, the White House released their tax returns over the last week. President Joe Biden's income fell dramatically to 607,336 in 2020 as he dropped lucrative speaking engagements to campaign for the White House. But he still earned enough to pay the higher tax rates he's proposed for wealthy people. Biden and First Lady Jill Biden paid $157,414 in federal income tax, making their federal income tax rate 25.9%, according to their 2020 tax return, which was released Monday. This was on May 18th by the White House. They paid an additional $28,794 in Delaware state taxes and $433 to Virginia, where the First Lady teaches. The Bidens reported holding cash and investments totaling $1.2 million and $2.88 million in a financial disclosure filed to the Office of Government Ethics ahead of Monday's deadline for senior executive branch officials. So, I believe Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband, Doug Emhoff, also released their tax returns and financial disclosures on Monday. In 2020, Harris and Emhoff had a federal adjusted gross income of $1,695,225, most of which came from Emhoff's work at law firm DLA Piper, where he is a partner, or was. Not sure how it's going to go right now. They paid $621,883 in federal income tax, a rate of 36.7%. So, there is some more detail on that. If you want to go and read the article, I'm putting it in the chat room. You may have to register at the website. It is Accounting Today, but they have good stuff. You may want to check it out. And the link is now being posted in the chat boxes or chat rooms. Something else I found on May 17th at Accounting Today, New Jersey residents pay the most in lifetime taxes, West Virginians the least. But I read another article on an FYI that West Virginians are leaving at incredible rates. Not like California. Californians are losing. Don't know the damage yet, but we'll soon find out. Won't talk about the electoral vote stuff because I believe I have on Monday Night America on another day. And by the way, Monday Night America will not be on this Monday. It will be The Nightmare Hunter on May 24th. Big, big program we have planned. Join us there. You can find us on Facebook. And eventually you will be able to find us everything on ndbmedia.net. But if you're watching us on our YouTube channel, that's where we are. We will always endeavor to have a program here on our Facebook page, on the NDB Media page. So it's there. It is. We're hoping to get this stuff done. So we ask you to bear with us. New Jersey residents pay the most. Residents of New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Connecticut will face the highest tax burdens over a lifetime, according to a recent study. Those living in New Jersey will pay an average grand total of $931,698, well above the $827,105 for Massachusetts residents and $805,213 for Connecticut. Nationwide, Americans will pay $525,037 over their lives, which includes tax on income, property, cars, and retail spending. Wow. The financial technology company Self provided the information. That's crazy. Most of the lifetime tax bill, nearly 65%, is in the form of state and federal levies on income. Auto taxes cost an average of $29,521 over the years. Californians and New Yorkers will pay the most in sales taxes, roughly $40,000 in their lifetime. That's crazy. The 10 worst states, average lifetime tax burden in this order, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Connecticut, not a state, Washington, D.C., New Hampshire, Rhode Island, New York, California, Maryland, and Illinois. Wow. And as we mentioned, the West Virginians will pay the least over their lives at $321,000. That's crazy. Wow. Yeah, that is. We have news on the expanded child tax credit. It's going to start on July 15th, so this is important. This is due to the American Rescue Plan, which was signed in March 11th of this year. And they're going to be made on July 15th. Roughly 39 million American households are slated to begin receiving monthly payments. Earlier, the IRS had predicted the only periodic payments might be possible, though it hoped to start them on July 1st. CTC, the child tax credit, Payments will be made on the 15th of each month, unless the 15th falls on a weekend or holiday, which means it'll move on over to Monday. Eligible families will receive a payment up to $300 per month for each child under age 6, and up to $250 per month for each child age 6 and older. The American Rescue Plan increased the maximum CTC, child tax credit, in 2021 to $3,600 for children under the age of 6 and $3,000 per child between 6 and 17. Now remember, it used to be 16, but they extended it to 17. So those of you would get the bad news that in the year that your child turned 17, the $2,000 credit was gone, which is now $3,000. Most taxpayers will not be required to take any action to receive their payments, but the Treasury and IRS will continue outreach efforts to make more families aware of their eligibility. IRS Commissioner, gentleman that we know as Santa Claus, recently indicated that the IRS was working to implement a new program for an expanded CTC by July 1st, but left open the possibility of delays. COVID is still in our lives, so it's crazy. So if you want a link at the IRS website on the additional child tax credit, that link is now in the chat room. It's going up. It is irs.gov/credits-deductions/advance-childs-tax-credit-payments-in-2021. Wow. I'm going to put that one up right here, right now. That's funny. There's a credit right there saying you take a look at that one. That has additional detail on it directly from the IRS website. Actually, should put that one on the Facebook page, but I haven't done that one yet. Of course, you can find us at Jedi.tax, facebook.com/Jedi Tax. We're there, and other information from NDB Media. So, let me see. There are still opportunities for PPE loans. Time is running out. Contact your bank and get it going. You can go to sba.gov and look up PPE. You've got to get it going. There is a link in the chat room. I'm putting it up right now. You need to move on it. And there it is. Oops, sorry, wrong one. sba.gov. Check it out. It's there for PPE. It's ending soon. I believe it is May 31st, but it doesn't matter. Don't hesitate. Get it going now. So I have small business deductions that I want to talk about. This is a bit more extensive. I do have a list of these deductions. So if you want to go to email it to us, we'll be more than happy to email it to you. It's on a Word file, and it talks about the items that are deductible for self-employed individuals. And generally, I'm referring to Schedule C clients or non-corporate, even though some of those deductions will apply. I'll have to verify which ones, but these are generally for self-employed individuals. I don't want to talk about the corporation stuff or anything like that at the moment. If you have any questions in the chat room, go ahead and fire them off. We would love to hear them, but here we go. Cost of goods sold. That's the most important one. If you buy goods to sell or if you make them yourself, you can deduct the cost of these goods that you sell. To determine how much you can deduct for the cost of goods sold, you must track beginning and ending inventory each year. You also must keep a record of your inventory purchases and manufacturing expenses. Be sure to include all material, supplies, labor, containers, packaging, and manufacturing overhead expenses that go into making your product as part of your cost of goods sold. And I want to thank Josh Jones for the like. Thank you, young man. I appreciate that. The second item under self-employed expenses are bad debt. If someone owes you money related to your business and you cannot collect on it, you may qualify for a deduction. Do not take a bad debt deduction for uncollectible accounts receivables unless you've already included the receipts in your total income. So this is an opinion that I'm going to tell you right now, that if you are a cash-based preparer, you generally wouldn't be able to deduct that. And I'm open to conversation with my peers out there because you have to be an accrual-based taxpayer for that. You have to record the sale. And if you record the sale, whether you're not paid or not, that's the difference between cash and accrual, is whether you're paid or not, you record the sale. The only time you record a sale if you're cash-based is when you receive the money, and or you report an expense when you pay it. Accrual is if I invoice a client, which I'm an accrual-based preparer, I'm sorry, a small business owner, whether I'm paid or not, I record the sale. If it turns out that they don't pay me later, and you have to make a definite attempt. You can't just say, oh, they didn't pay me, and that's it. No, there has to be an attempt, and you have to show there's qualifications on that. And maybe that'll give me something to talk about on another session. Oh, Josh is in the chat room. Thank you. Hey, bud. Appreciate it. And Josh is one of the 400 Club members. So I should have asked him how he is doing on that. But I'm up to $100. It's not my only savings. I have more. But if I'm asking you to do something, I'm going to do it as well. So there's some other things to the bad debt. But basically, good faith effort. If you record something that turns out that you have not received it, you can deduct it later. But generally, you have to have reported it on your taxes, and then you didn't get paid, and then it turns out that they haven't paid you. You can deduct it as a bad debt. Now, I was talking about sales and invoices. I'm not talking about loans and stuff. Oh, there it is. Oh, Josh, thank you, young man. He's also up at 100. That is cool. That is cool, Josh. We're $25 a month, man. That's it. And I know in a year it'll be 300, but well on our way to just having that as an emergency. Wow. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate that. So also being self-employed, car and truck expenses. If you have a small business, you probably have vehicle expenses. You cannot deduct commuting expenses to your primary place of business. However, every time you drive to the office supply store, which I do, post office, meet with a client, you're running deductible miles. If I have to go to the bank, same thing. So to and from work doesn't work, for lack of a better word. So let me give you an example. Salesperson, if they start from their home and they head to their first location, that's commuting miles. Can't deduct it. Once you're at your first location, all your miles for the rest of the day until you decide to go home. So first location to last location, all those miles are deductible. Now, if you report to the office first and then go out, all those miles count. You return to the office, that's it. Then you go home. Now, if you go to work, start your miles, and then end somewhere else, your ending point, that's where you would end up counting your miles. So basically, to and from work, hey, if we all deducted our to and from work miles, United States of America would be bankrupt. Just think about it. Just think about that. 150 million people. Let's do the math. Just messing around right now. 150 million people with an average commute of 10 miles. Wow. One way. We'll say 5 miles and 5 miles. Times 10 is a lot. I believe it's, let's see, that's period. That's 1,000. Oh, that's got to be 1.5 billion. Yeah, I don't think I multiplied it correctly. that should be about 1.5 billion. Multiplied by point, we'll say 55 cents a mile. That's 825 million miles or $825 million on one day of commute. Yeah, it's not going to happen. Government will go broke if we did our commuting miles. But if everyone who's watching would let us know where you're at, I know you're on the Jedi.tax page. You're actually on my public page as well. And we're on Twitch. Let us know and where you are. We're out here in Pomona, California. Don't know how long we're going to be here. It's possible we may be moving. We may purchase a property where we're at. It's all up in the air, or we may be moving. So there may be some some things going on in the next few days. Don't really want to throw a lot of beans out there, but the programming may be a little bit thin in the middle of June, but we'll see what's going to happen. So first world problems, folks. Not complaining. Just it is a little more difficult now in Southern California. I'm finding those issues, but first world problems. All right. So you can use a standard mileage rate to deduct vehicle expenses or your actual expenses. But this is a little caveat. Oh, there it is. Ohio just dropped in to say hello. Binge watching Voyager tonight. Oh, awesome. Josh, where are you at? I'd like to know where. Good evening, Tocayo. Roger Peacock, thank you for joining us. Where are you at on Voyager, Tocayo? I am starting the rewatch of Star Trek from the very beginning. I'm going to watch everything through based on production dates. So I'm in the first season of Star Trek. I started last year, so I watch it when I can. But anyway, you can use a standard mileage rate to deduct vehicle expenses or your actual expenses. The Internal Revenue Service allows a standard mileage rate of 53.5 cents per business miles driven in 2017. That rises to 54.5 cents per mile in 2018. You can also deduct parking fees and tolls in addition to the standard mileage rate. So, if you'd rather track actual expenses, you can deduct expenses for gas, oil, changes, repairs, and tires. But that is still based on your miles. Can't just deduct the entire thing. What do I mean by that? No matter what, we have to know what you've driven. So let's just say this. You drove 10,000. When you've determined your business miles, 10,000 miles driven for business, but you drove 20,000 for the year. Well, that's kind of easy. That's 50%. So if you want to take your actual expenses, it's 50% of whatever. Insurance, registration, tires, gas, oil, all that stuff. Repairs. It can be lucrative. But if you have a newer car with fewer expenses, yeah, it's not really going to, no. And you have to remember this, that once you choose to take actual expense, I take that back. You have to choose miles in the first year for that particular vehicle. If you do that, after that, you have the option of choosing miles or actual expenses. If you take actual expenses the first year, you're stuck taking actual expenses forever on that vehicle. Rogelio shared that one with you. Depreciation. When you purchase equipment, buildings, or other assets that last longer than 1 year for your business, you generally don't deduct all of your costs in the year you purchase them. Instead, you should spread out the deductions over the life of the assets. For many assets other than real estate, you can choose to expense the asset in the year you start using it or use one of the IRS depreciation methods. Now, oh, awesome. I know what that one is. Time and again. Awesome. Sorry, folks. Star Trek. Oops. Sorry. Oh, do I have my communicator with me right now? I don't have my toy with me. I have my other communicator. Thank you, Claudia and Giselle. It's the Bluetooth one. But I'm having trouble because I have my flip communicator with my iPhone. So I'm going to try to get this one with my other phone, my Note 10. But anyway, sorry. First world problems. Depreciation. Now there's a section of depreciation called accelerated depreciation where you can take up to about $50,000 worth of expenses all up front, but you have to be able to take it more than 50% use, meaning if you have a vehicle 50% of the time or more, you can deduct the full value up front. If I'm not mistaken, a vehicle has a class life of 5 years. So I have to look at it. It's either 3 or 5. I don't remember. Meaning you get to deduct the value of it over 3 years or 5 years. But I forget the section it's called. You can deduct up to $50,000 worth of depreciation up front. So that doesn't mean $100,000 at 50%. No, it's a total of 50%. It's a total of $50,000 that you can take. So remember, speak to a preparer, someone who knows what they're doing. Employee pay, number 5. If you have employees, you know that payroll costs can account for a larger portion of all your business expenses. The total amount you pay for employees for services performed for your business, whether you pay in cash, property, or services, is a small business tax deduction. It includes sick pay, bonuses, and other forms of compensation to that group. Do not include amounts you pay yourself if you're a sole proprietor. I want to say, General, thank you, Mon General Josh Dalton. Appreciate the love. Insurance. You can deduct all ordinary and necessary insurance. That's a phrase I've told you. If you want to know if something is deductible, you need to ask yourself this question. It's a two-parter. Is it an ordinary expense and is it a necessary expense? I give the example of a car wash. Roger Rogelio Noriega, tax preparer, is Josh setting me up? I heard a noise. It's probably in my mind. It's only in my mind. A car wash for Roger Noriega. Is it deductible? I have an office. Come on. It's not washing the building. Yeah. Washing the windows and stuff. That's a deductible expense. A salesperson that drives their vehicle. Is it a deductible expense? Yes. Uber driver. Come on. Delivery. Come on. Yes. Maintaining the vehicles is part of your persona, image, and stuff. I don't know if I put it under advertising. No. I just threw it out there because I was thinking it through. But you can deduct those items. I don't have them, Josh. I'm going to have to get them. But a reminder to everyone, we're doing a big program tomorrow. The Nightmare Hunter. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be really good. So you can deduct fire, flood, storm, crop, theft, and liability. You can also deduct business assets, workers' compensation, business interruption, business vehicle, malpractice, and health insurance premiums for employees. Self-employed health insurance deduction. This is a big deal. If you're self-employed and have a net profit for the year, you may qualify to deduct health insurance premiums for yourself, your spouse, and your dependents. You can deduct interest as a small business tax deduction. If you are self-employed, if you have loans or credit cards for business purposes, the interest is deductible. If you have a loan that is part business and part personal, divide the interest between business and personal use. Right before I read that last sentence, I was like, it can get hairy if you have a personal card and use it for personal and business. I, for example, it's just showing, I have my business card and my business credit card's on its way. Sorry. So right now I'm using my Discover card as my business account. So only business stuff is on here. So I deduct all the interest. For my American Express, I use this one for all my personal stuff. And if I buy anything on it for business, I deduct that expense, but I don't deduct the insurance because I pay it all up front. I mean, all in full. So it can get real hairy if you have personal and business on one account. Just keep one credit card for business and the rest for personal or whatever. Legal and professional fees. If you pay lawyers, tax professionals, or the legal professional fees for your business, you can deduct them on your business return. Pension plans. If you set up a small business retirement plan for you and your employees, you can deduct contributions you make for your employees as a business expense. As a self-employed person, you can deduct contributions for yourself. I'm sorry. As an adjustment to income on Form 1040 instead of on Schedule C. Rent. If you rent a storefront, warehouse, or other space for your business, you can deduct the rent cost. You can also deduct rent you pay for equipment or other assets used in your business. Supplies. This is 12. Don't forget the supplies you buy to keep your business running. Be careful, however, to track supplies that become part of inventory separately from other supplies for running your business. Taxes. Most taxes you pay in the course of business are considered small business deductions. That includes sales tax on business assets you purchase, excise tax, fuel taxes, personal property tax, as I mentioned before, vehicle tax, real estate tax, and state and local income tax attributed to your business. If you qualify to deduct a tax such as a real estate tax on Schedule A as an itemized deduction or as a business expense on Schedule C, it may also be advantageous to include the business portion on Schedule C. You cannot deduct federal income tax. Travel, meals, and entertainment. Now, as a taxpayer, we have to pay our PTIN, which is $35.95. It's not a tax. It's a fee, so I can deduct that little rat bastard. Travel, meals, and entertainment. You can deduct business travel expenses, including airplane, bus, taxi, train, and other transportation costs. Baggage and shipping expenses are also deductible. These are deductible even if they are on day trips. Yes. Now, I have plans Now they've become tentative to go to Missouri in July. Due to my situation right now, all plans have now become tentative as of this weekend. It's frustrating. But they are deductible. So since I'm working as a contractor for the DAverse, which we might incorporate this, oh, there's a lot of stuff going on with that, my travel out there is deductible. So if you travel away from home long enough to need sleep or rest, generally overnight, you can deduct travel expenses, including 50% of the cost of your meals and lodging. Home office deduction. Using a room of your office as your home can be a small business tax deduction. You must, however, use that part of your home exclusively and regularly for your business. You don't need to meet the exclusive use test when you use part of your home for inventory or sample storage or as a daycare facility. You can track your direct and indirect expenses for your home office deduction, or you can use a simplified method. Under this method, you deduct a flat $5 per square foot used for your business up to 300 square feet. Contract labor. If you pay someone as an independent contractor, whether you pay with cash, check, or property, be sure to take this deduction. This small business deduction sheet is available. Hey, DA. And DA says, hi, from St. Louis. Funny that I would be talking about the convention items right now. So there's stuff that we really got to talk about moving forward. But those last items are small business deductions. So that is it. And I think I covered almost everything I did right now. Who knows? And DA is live right now. Who knows? We might do an advertisement for the upcoming week on Jedi.tax this week. I'm sorry. Not Jedi.tax. Next week, All Tower Media will be on. So looking forward to having them on. Same bat time, same bat channel. And really looking forward to that. So tomorrow, Monday night, of course, we're going to have the Who am I? The Nightmare Hunter. Oh, memory. Memory's going. Must be the stress. Memory is going, folks. The Nightmare Hunter will be on tomorrow at 7 p.m. I don't know how long we're going to go. It's probably going to be an all-nighter. We're going to be on for a long time. Dream will be joining me here. He's not at home. He's in St. Louis. I believe he did say that to someone. Yes. So he's not at home. So, all right. Well, we'll see. It's going to be a bacchanal tomorrow. Dream will be here. Gmo will be here. The Big Dog will be here. And we'll see who else will be joining us. So it's going to be good. And, of course, everyone else live. Looking forward to it. It's going to be big. So I did go over. I knew I had 30 minutes worth of material. I hope you liked my opening joke. I had to finally do that disclaimer, the Selena rule. And D.A. Roberts says he's on his laptop. So he might have a camera. So who knows? So, all right, folks, that's it. We have a lot of stuff going on. Hopefully some things will be taken care of for me tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big day. It's not Armageddon tomorrow, but it is Judgment Day. I don't want it to go any further than that, but we'll see. So, I do have a question. Can I elaborate more on self-employment healthcare? My uncle is part owner with Obamacare credit. Is that deductible? Yeah, it is. Let me back up on that, Josh. Thank you for that question. If you are self-employed and have a net profit for the year, you may qualify to deduct health insurance premiums for yourself, your spouse, and your dependents. So, to reduce your earnings, to make it less taxable, to pay less self-employment tax, yes, you can deduct it. Whether you purchase it under the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare, it's, you know, yeah. If he is self-employed, he can deduct it. Now, if he has another job, who's paying for it? Is he paying for it as an individual or is he paying for it as a business person? It really doesn't matter. If he's self-employed and he's a part owner, yes, you can deduct it, which is really cool. And Josh, if you want to speak to me on that, by all means, just go ahead and email me, Joshua. And to anyone else, folks, I appreciate you asking me that question here. If you guys want to talk about it, I'll be more than happy to talk with you about it. I don't bill for stuff like that. If I knew you and you're a client or not even a client, folks, that's the reason why I'm doing this. I want to help everyone. We're all stronger together, folks. And this is, I guess this is my Independence Day speech. Control your destiny. We are all stronger when we know the rules, because we're up against one thing and one thing only. And that's Washington, D.C. and our state capitals. That's a battle that always has to be waged. I am an Aragorn in that battle, and I do see myself as such. And we have to fight that battle every day. We are stronger together by knowing the laws. So, yes, I will, Josh. So, Josh, I will ask you to send me an email through Jedi.tax. There's a contact line. That's the only thing I ask for you, is for you to reach out to me through Jedi.tax, and I can record that as a transaction. Or not as a transaction per se, but it can enter the system so we can professionally respond to you. Because I have people, we have metrics that have to respond. And I would love if you could do that for me, and we can put it in our system and respond to you on that. So, yes. So I'm thrilled to have that question asked. Contact me on Jedi.tax. And I'm going to put it right here, right now. I'm going to go over to the website, and we're going to do the share screen stuff just so you can see it. And I'm going to tell you where to do it. And I'm going to give you the walkthrough. So check it out. Here is the website. We're going to accept and close the cookie policy because we have to do that. You can contact us for a telephone online appointment, or you contact us. Oh, geez, wait a minute. Oh, right here, send message. Oh, send a message right there, and it'll open up, and you can tell us what it's about. It's very simple. Just send us an opening message right here, and that'll be great. So I've got to change the appointment by only time because I'm in the off season now. But that is the website, and it's good. I'm going to put up more links for state stuff here because I don't have them all right here, but we're working to add that. But yes, I'd be more than happy to contact you on that. So thank you, General. I appreciate the question. My father was fond of saying you need three things in life: a good doctor, a forgiving priest, and a clever accountant. So there it is, folks. There you are. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I guess we're going to go ahead. Oh, I want to give a quick shout out to everyone. I do have one final announcement, which we're really excited about. And I'm going to show the images right here. Jedi.tax is now going international. We are in final negotiations for our international office, which will be located in Mexico, in the state of Hermosillo. So we're going to reach out to expats in Central and South, well, Mexico, Central and South America. So it is a new service that we're going to be opening, and we are terribly excited about it. We are starting off with two preparers in Mexico, as well as an office manager. It's the largest office that we have overseas. Or, I'm sorry, the largest office that we have. I do not have an image for it right now, but these, of course, are our offices. This is the home office. We have one in the Inland Empire, Maria Lupian. We have Dallas-Fort Worth, Raul Lomeli. We have New York City, Rosalind Brinson. We have Peter Villacorta, Oxnard, California. We have Nicholas Crawford, Norwalk, California. We have Keith Laib, who is in Apple Valley. And oh my goodness, I do not have the West Valley one yet. I am terribly embarrassed. I'm going to rush and see if I can get that one in right now. Oh my goodness, yes, I do have the West Valley one. And that one is opening up. That is Joshua Luna, West Valley, Phoenix, Arizona. That is our newest office. This is the first promo that we have for him. So we are now in California. We are in Arizona, Texas, New York. So really, really good stuff that we have going on. So DA says he's not authorized, so he can't do the video chat because he's in a hotel room. So that's all right. That's all cool, DA. But that is our newest office, West Valley in Phoenix, Arizona, or just Arizona. I'm terribly excited by this. And our next one will be in Hermosillo. So all the blue ones that start off with the blue logo, they're the ones that were opened in 2019, 2020. And the ones that are green are being opened this year. So we haven't decided if we're going to use a new color for Hermosillo or we're going to stick with green. We may go with the special color, but we'll see. But that is our newest items. We are in negotiations for opening up out there. Wow. That's why when I talked about all the issues that I had, first off, they're first world problems. So in the last few minutes, I do want to thank everyone. The outpouring of support that I received, I was shocked by it. I wasn't expecting it. I had no idea. I really don't even know the full details of what happened. I don't want to throw all the beans out there, but last weekend, on Saturday, my body called it quits. It was done. I had joked about it earlier. And I got a message through Jedi.tax, forgive me. See? Little ferret all over the place. That my body had called it. I had said in April that the adrenaline was gone, or March the adrenaline was gone, and in April that the candle had already been burned up on both sides. It was done. I was done. And my body called it. So I am really disappointed that I was not able to respond in the way that I should have. I was found in my room. Fire department, paramedics arrived. Ten people arrived. Wow, I was stunned. And I was just absolutely stunned. And I remember the images of what happened, what was going on. So it wasn't until I regained some lucidity where I knew where I was and I could like grab on to something and say, wait, where am I? And that was in the emergency room in Pomona Valley Hospital. And I was alone. I was frightened. That's why I posted what I did. I'm like, I'm in trauma. What the hell's going on? And I didn't know. I just did not know what was going on. I don't know what the diagnosis is, but I was treated for anxiety, for stress. I wasn't for dehydration, no. It's actually okay and all that stuff. My family's going around saying I'm dehydrated. No. But, and I might have had a little tiny bit into it, but no, I drink enough water. I drink, apparently it's not enough, about 48 ounces to 60 ounces a day. And I've continued doing that. I did drop the soda. From last week to this week, I am proud of the fact that I have only had one soda and I didn't even finish it. My weight, get this, I am proud of this. I've joked that the best way to lose weight is stress. And I don't mean to joke about that. But I am now down to, what is it? There it is. 238, folks. 238.8. That's as of this morning. Earlier in the month, on May 8th, I was at 248. So you can see that. So there's my decline for the month. Let me see if I can give it a little more play in the middle. That's what it looks like for the month. 240 at the very top. From May 8th through today, I'm at 238.8. So my average is 242.4. So I have lost weight and I'm continuing to lose weight. I'm doing it. That's just it. And we'll see. But I was overwhelmed with all the comments. I wasn't expecting it. I didn't know. But I thank you all. I love you all. I appreciate you all. And if I can be a little bit of help doing what I do right here, I'm going to continue doing it. We're all stronger together when we all know the rules and the laws. So, yeah. I thank you. And we're good. So, folks, I did go a little bit longer. I knew I had about 30 minutes of material, but I had to get emotional because that's what I do. So, folks, I want to thank you. We're going to have a Bacchanal tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to it. So we'll see. Folks, Rogelio Noriega, CRTP, 34 years/44 years, as I explained earlier. Peace! We'll see you guys on the other side. Control your destiny. And good hunting.